gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. We have $50 Profilers gift certificates to give away to the best calls today.
Because Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Sunday.
When was it ever this close to Cinco de Mayo?
I don't know.
Huh.
I'll ask my mamacita. Okay. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. As Julie did, why? This is war.
What? Uh-oh.
It's the Conservative War on the Sexy Liberal Show, starring Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang, coming soon to a market near you.
They're declaring war on sexy liberals?
Listen, we've had, first of all, someone tried to bribe our booker to stop booking the Sexy Liberal Show.
That's right.
And yesterday we discovered scalping sites popping up all over the place, scalping tickets for like $500 a piece for the Sexy Liberal Show.
Yep.
And then we had a conspiracy, Hal and I, that maybe it was Koch Brothers buying up huge chunks, and then so the theater will be half empty, and they'll go, see, no one wants to see liberal stuff.
I completely, I believe that, totally, that is what's going on.
All right, anyway, there's more.
Uh-oh.
Julie writes, apparently someone's flagging the stuff posted on your Facebook photo wall, that's a sexy liberal at Facebook. As abusive and spam, I tried to send the new teabagger flag. That's Hal and I, demonstrating teabagging.
Right, that's
fully
one,
clothed.
That's the one at the Stephanie Miller Facebook site.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. As abusive and spam, I tried to send that one and the Eddie Munster with the boner and to some poor isolated Wyomingites who don't get the show. By inserting the links in a message, Facebook wouldn't send the material previously flagged as abusive and spam, came the message. Abusive to who? What is this, China? And who, one wonders, is wasting their valuable time reporting our little joke pics to the Facebook?
Yeah.
Bored with enough diligence to get things flagged. Outsmarted the SLBs by using Google to shorten the links. See, they don't realize Mama has the smartest kids in class.
That's right.
Whatever.
A little
Republicans
bit.
On the internet, not so much.
A little bit.ly goes a long way.
Between this sort of petty harassment, the ticket scalping redirect scheme, and of course the now infamous attempt to buy off the sexy liberal show booker, it's nice to know your success is getting to the bastards. Yes, it is.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Yes, thank you, Julie, for that latest. Ha-ha! All right. Yes, it's really getting to be...
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is taking the country by storm, packing theaters across the nation. And conservatives are losing their minds.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and radio goddess Stephanie Miller are touring America. And the Republicans are so afraid of the truth that they want to shut them down.
I say, shut it down.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Don't let that happen. Bring the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show to your area. Contact your favorite venue and demand it. Tell your friends. Make a Facebook page. Tag at Sexy Liberal on Twitter. And be sure to like Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Let it be known that we all want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show because it's the show conservatives don't want you to see.
Come on, sexy liberals. Time to get your sexy on. Syracuse, Saturday, May 14th. Raleigh-Durham, Saturday, June 4th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. Go to Ticketmaster, not a scalpy site, for your tickets.
Or just go directly to the box office. Yes. That way you save all the those Ticketmaster fees, which can be rather high.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. All right. Look, it's Frisch.
Carl.
Speaking of
Carl
sexy liberals.
Exciting.
Bullfightstrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am, I am a Libra, and therefore I could not be president because this was a tough call on the Bin Laden photos, wasn't it? I'd be like, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Any conspiracy theorist is going to think they're fake regardless of what they are.
Right.
And if he doesn't release them, then people are going to be angry and spreading conspiracies. And if he does release them, then people are going to be angry that he released them. So I don't know if there is a win here.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, I have to say, we all have that baser bloodthirsty part of us, the little, you know, the dark side that wants to see them. But I totally get, I think it was a really tough call, you know, and of all people, John McCain said, I trust his judgment if they're too gruesome and it's going to incite, you know, further violence against Americans and our military overseas, then I
will tell you, the photos I do believe that should be released are the photos of them preparing bin Laden's body for the sea burial, because I think it's important, regardless of how evil that man is, it's important that we send a signal to the Muslim world that, we did kill him, but his body was prepared in accordance with his religion. Because I think that even if they hate him, they believe that Muslims should be buried in a certain way.
I can see your point. Yeah.
I mean, but you know, you raise a good point, Carl, because you and I obviously like dive into the right wing world every day and look at the birth certificate. I mean, and that's basically what the president said. Like, some people will, it doesn't matter what he does. You know what I mean? He released his birth certificate during the campaign, the one that anybody from Hawaii uses. That wasn't enough. He released the long form. That's still not enough. And so I think I get what he's saying. And, you know, we all deal with that, you know, these right wing lunatics, they're going to, you can imagine what they're going to say about the pictures, you know?
These crazy conspiracy theories are really just a product of how close you get to Sarah Palin.
Exactly. Well, Sarah Palin, that's a perfect example. I mean, I have to say, sometimes I feel like Republicans only discover decency when they're not running for anything anymore, like John McCain. But you're right, Sarah Palin, it's almost like she doesn't even know what the issue is. Just what is President Obama for? She's just reflexively against it.
No. I mean, it's birtherism and deatherism when you get near her. But I will say, I met her past weekend.
Oh, that's right. I heard.
You got your picture taken with her. That caused a hubbub on the interwebs.
Oh,
Sarah Palin.
God.
Sarah Palin is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Uh-oh. He's been taken over by the Borg.
Oh, no. Carl, what have you done with Carl?
I'm not taking over. I'm just saying that she's the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my entire life. So, she may be the Manchurian candidate, but I'll always love her.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Carl, come back to us. I was waiting for a punchline. There isn't one?
Stephanie? Is that you, Stephanie?
Yes.
I seem to have been brainwashed somehow.
Oh, thank God you're back, Carl. All right. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing, shall we, kids? Here we go. Oh.
You know what, though? It is a little disconcerting when you meet some of these people, person, and they actually turn out to be nice.
I had my picture taken with Andrew Breitbart, at the radio convention.
Mm-hmm. I've met Michael Reagan, and, you know, when he's away from a microphone, he's actually...
Oh, I know.
Nice.
No, I'm always in hair and makeup with him, and he's very nice. And then he gets on air with me, and he's a total asshat. It's the deal. It's the shtick, right, Carl?
I just like taking photos with a grimace look on my face with these people.
Like it's a hostage situation.
I even brought my birth certificate in case I ran into Donald Trump, but I did not run into him.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, boy. Brian Kilmeade and Steve Doocy. Huh? Who knew they would be against whatever the president's for?
We do hope we're going to get that photo as early as today. Mm. Will it be the shot of bin Laden's body in a hangar in Afghanistan? Will be a shot at what was once his lair? Will it be him shrouded, about to be tossed overboard at the USS Vincent?
I don't think they're going to show the head.
I don't know. If you don't show the face, then, you know, who's to say what was in that bag?
The president?
What are you talking about? The bag. They mean the bag that they threw into the ocean.
I know. Well, he's doubting. He's saying that. They could tell us anybody's in the. Well, the president's saying that it was bin Laden in the bag. I believe the president. Sorry, Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he wouldn't believe the president when he says it's his birthday, let alone anything else.
So, right.
Of course, how can you trust the president of the United States to tell you that he's been killed?
Yeah, well, that's the basic place we've gotten to, Carl. That you know, it's automatically suspect, whereas, you know, there used to be some basic level of, you know, belief in the leader of the free world. But, you know, you're absolutely right. It's more of just questioning Obama, whether it's the birth certificate or whatever.
Well, perhaps he should have just said that they caught bin Laden and killed him in a small Kenyan town, and then all these right-wingers would have believed it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and this one, you know, again, these are the reliable sources, right? The Fox News. I mean, it seems like this one really wasn't even partisan. I mean, you saw Mike Rogers, the Republican
Right.
He's on the what committee? I mean, he obviously agreed with Obama's decision not to release them. Mm-hmm. He's seen them, right? Because
yes.
obviously some, and they're reportedly really gruesome. You know, parts of the skull are missing. There's brain matter.
Right.
I mean,
you can see brain. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so you're right. I mean, I think when you start to understand what these probably are and what they look like, you go, yeah, this maybe
it's the kind of thing. It's the kind of thing that probably can't be released for 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
I remember when the Kennedy assassination autopsy photos came out? They're gruesome, but it's so far removed from current day that they're kind of not real, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, but I do get the president's point in that context that, you know, we don't do this. We don't use these things as trophies. We don't spike the football. And, you know, and I have to say, it's one of those times when I feel like he's a better person. He's better than a lot of us. I don't know if I'd have, because I think we do. Let's be honest, Carl, there's part of us that have that, like, gruesome dark side. You want to see it, you know?
We have entire shows on television dedicated to Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
So,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, John Scott on the Fox News.
Right here in New York City tomorrow, Jenna, the Commander-in-Chief will be coming to deliver a major speech from Ground Zero, the site of the former World Trade Center destroyed in the 9/11 attacks. Well, the backdrop could not be any more symbolic after the death of Osama bin Laden. The question is, will it also boost the president's approval ratings? Is it a bit of a political victory lap?
And by the way, that was the talking point. How many times did someone say victory lap?
No, I heard it a lot
Fox
yesterday.
News. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not allowed to talk about this. You know, George Bush would never brag about accomplishments, real or perceived, during these efforts.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It would have been a years-long victory lap if George Bush had actually.
No. He did.
Hey guys, break out the banner. Get the banner out.
The mission accomplished banner.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a victory lap at all.
Yeah. And then he would have climbed onto a building in New York like King Kong, and you know, had. I mean, it's seriously. Here's Glenn Beck with the same talking point.
He's going to visit Ground Zero. What is the occasion other than UBL being? Is there another reason, or is it just to sop up some more glory and take a victory lap?
There we go. There it is.
It's disgusting.
Wow.
That is unbelievable, Carl. I mean, you can just imagine. It would have been in the Chiron forever for George Bush had he gotten him. George W. Bush, who killed bin Laden. Yeah.
Well, you know, the Fox local affiliates screwed up their chirons anyways and said Obama bin Laden had been killed.
Yes.
You know, just remember that the whole talking point about Obama taking victory laps and taking too much credit for this started the night he gave the speech.
Exactly. Him even mentioning it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, how is it even a newsworthy event? All right. Carl Frisch remains in the sidecar. 18 minutes after the hour, we continue with Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Pollock and Good Treats in DeKalb, Illinois is dedicated to the health and well-being of your pet. Top quality food, treats, toys, and a plethora of other supplies for your four-legged kids.
Aww.
Yay!
That's a Stephanie Miller hourly sponsorship.
Boy, howdy. Go to stephaniemiller.com if you would like to figure out how to do that. All right. Carl Frisch in the sidecar. Continuing Right Wing World. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
All right. Keith Ablow. Ablow.
Yeah.
Hmm?
He's the psychologist guy that Fox News trots out now.
Sure. Fox Business. Here we go.
Killing public enemy number one doesn't change the fact that at a fundamental level, the president is ambivalent about the national character, something that Alan hasn't accepted yet, but it's true.
Oh, boy.
Is that that doctor from The Simpsons?
Dr. Nick Riviera?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you literally could have seen this coming, right, Carl? It's just that to find a way to killing bin Laden, no big deal, really. No big deal, really.
Well,
not a game changer.
I love the things they come up with that they're so definitive on. You know, the president doesn't change anything. He's still ambivalent about the American character.
Yeah.
What the heck does that even mean?
Yeah. I don't. All right.
Like inside the actor's studio or something.
Yeah.
Laura Ingraham on the Fox and Friends.
We as Americans were applauding the capture of bin Laden. That's a fact. I mean, how do you go from that to we all have to get along and we have to work shoulder to shoulder? I mean, I didn't capture bin Laden, and the people debating the debt ceiling on Capitol Hill didn't capture bin Laden. They're working on another problem, and there is a big debate that needs to be had. So the idea that we can scuttle that debate, and because Obama's been caught, that we all have to have a Rodney King moment and get along on these momentous issues like immigration and all these things that are bubbling up to the surface, that's just ludicrous.
Yeah, that's just they, because listen, that's all they got, Carl, is just complete opposition to the president on each and every issue, and of course they don't want anything to change that.
No, and I love how she can turn what was a good moment for the president to articulate how we were all together on 9/11 and that we should still be together into the president wants us to work together. Oh my God, you guys, we cannot work together.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, Carl, but that it's funny you said it. That's exactly what was struck me this morning is I thought, and that is the key to, and I'm not saying, you know, in general, like, oh, we're just better people. Democrats are better, but we are different. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
because you're right. There was
the better.
But you know what I mean? There was that unity after 9/11 that, of course, the right wing, in a way, demanded, but we all did it. And you're right. This is showing the key difference is now, you know, as a nation, we've finally gotten justice for what happened 10 years ago, and they won't come together. I mean, this is,
well,
you know.
I'll tell you how you know that lefties, Democrats are better people. If I used to be a Republican. I'll tell you what. When you're in a knife fight, if you're a Democrat and you stab your opponent in the neck, let's say, and they fall to the ground, the first thing you do is you help them back up and take them to the hospital.
Right.
If you're a conservative and you stab your opponent in the neck during a knife fight, the first thing you do is step on their neck and make sure that you break the spinal cord.
Well, yeah. You're absolutely right, Carl.
I was just saying, isn't this just a showing a key difference between, you know, how we all came together after 9/11, meeting all of us, and the mm-hmm. way they're behaving, and it's so purely partisan, as usual. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is not an American moment because a Democratic president achieved it. So now it's either George Bush's victory or it's no big deal.
They have to make as much noise as humanly possible to drown out the possibility that Democrats can get anything accomplished until they get control again.
And I'll tell you another key difference. Did you hear Nancy Pelosi called President Bush to thank him for his part? Which I'm like, what part? But I mean,
meanwhile, Republican leadership. I mean, Eric Cantor barely even mentioned Obama in his statement.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So. Sarah Palin, same thing. Just predictable. Did not mention Obama, only thanked Bush. And you're like, what? How? In what world?
They're stepping on Obama's neck, trying to break the spinal cord. You're absolutely right.
All right. We finished with Rush Limbaugh.
Isn't it a bit of a stretch to keep calling the decision to go after bin Laden such a gutsy call?
Mm-hmm.
He had no choice. whatsoever to go after bin Laden, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is that Obama had to act.
I see. He was dragged into this. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but he had a lot of choices. Apparently, he had three or four different choices on how he would go after him. The gutsy decision was to send people in on their ground, not to just obliterate the place with a giant bomb.
Right.
Because we knew that we'd need to have proof that we actually killed him.
Yeah. And this treasure trove of information that we got that would have likely been destroyed. I mean, it really, like you say, this could not have been a more spectacularly successful operation. And even that, they can't give him. All right, Carl Frisch. Give Dexter Von Frisch a kiss for me, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Yay.
29 minutes after the hour. You know what's next.
What?
We return to Bender.
Yay!
David Bender joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Let me look at you, Fred. She's gotten her boobies.
Oh, I better go get my magnifying glass.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, my goodness. New polling out. You know, I don't. This is late for me, Chris.
What?
Because, as you know, my house husband is a professional political strategist, and I just asked him, and he was right. Yeah. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
Yay, David Bender.
Hello, honey.
Hey, darling, and you know, it's weird being, you know, Nostradamus.
I know.
But we were sitting together. The president hadn't even walked out to the podium, and, you know, you just knew that this is one of those moments where people actually say, isn't it good we have a president that we really, really can trust and respect who's come out and done something right?
Yep.
You knew that when he was going to walk out there, you were going to feel really proud and really good. And guess what?
Yes.
The polls are out, and that's how Americans really feel.
Yeah, I mean,
Ducey, but everybody else.
David, you've been doing a political campaign since you were 12, I think. You were Howard Dean's senior advisor, and this is hard to see this coming. Apparently, abolishing Medicare and giving rich people more tax cuts, not popular. Killing Bin Laden, popular.
Very
stunning.
Popular.
A stunning. Yes, as it turns
out. You know, a 19-point swing in Quinnipiac, it's 11 points, it's 15-point difference in approval, disapproval from a week ago. Now,
which is exactly what David Bender said in my living room, ladies and gentlemen. He said 10 to 15-point bounce.
And there was no wine involved, I swear. There was no wine
this
involved.
Is before we started drinking. Yeah.
This is one of those moments where you don't need to drink. You need to actually just sit back and go, this is a moment where you can actually remember what it's like to be an American and feel really good about, you know, a country coming together. The thing that is astonishing to me is to watch later on today, the president is going to go to down to New York. He is going to be at Ground Zero. I guess Rudy Giuliani is going to come with him because Rudy Giuliani really can't do anything else if it's not connected to 9/11. But the truth is, George Bush was invited by this president.
Yeah.
And this president showed the kind of magnanimity, the kind of class that he's displayed throughout his presidency. And George Bush said, I don't really like the limelight.
I think they should.
Except when I'm on a book tour.
I think he should have come with his bullhorn and explained that it's on 10-year delay. That he said when they're going to hear from all of us soon. He meant not now, but in 10 years on someone else's much more competent watch. But by soon, I mean. Yeah, I mean, this is what, you know, you and I watched, of all people, Peggy Noonan, Republican speechwriter, say they are celebrating, when she was talking about the celebrations in the street, a return to competence. And I think that's right. I mean, it's I think that, you know, America, we felt impotent, didn't we, for all these years? Like, you can do this to us, and you can get away with it. Because we can't,
yourself. I will not cop to feeling impotent. You don't get guys to announce that unless we go right to the Cialis commercial. Here's the interesting thing about, you know, this return to confidence. They're trying to say right now, and again, this is going to be the drip, 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 that it turned out that, one of these witnesses was found during the Bush presidency, 2004, they've started pulling the thread to get to the courier, to get to the, you know, the horse, the shoe, the nail, the kingdom. And guess what? That's how this is going to be. It's all, as it turns out, this is all George Bush. That's the alternate reality that these folks live in.
It is a little stunning. Well, let's talk about the polling for a minute. So this is the New York Times CBS poll. Obama's up 11 points in that one, 57% approval rating in that one. Washington Post Pew Research poll had him gaining 9 points. 72% approval rating on the war on terror, which, again, you know, this is the meme that Republicans repeat over and over. The Democrats are weak in the war on terror. They're weak in the war. And, you know, I mean, between that and this, what is this debate tonight? The Republican debate?
Yeah, it is in South Carolina.
Republican debate tonight. That suppose they gave a debate and no one would show up.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Fox News sponsoring a debate in South Carolina tonight. The chief candidate who's showing up, and this is Fox News and the South Carolina Republican Party, which is a crucial state. They've got Tim Pawlenty.
Yes.
and right there, that's a debate. You know, just Tim Pawlenty on a stage is a debate as to whether or not Tim Pawlenty should be on a stage.
That's electrifying. And Pizza Guy will be there. It's Tim Pawlenty and Pizza Guy.
Herman Cain is there. Mm-hmm. Ron Paul is there.
Yep.
Rick, Man on Dog Santorum is there. And that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
None of the quote-unquote real candidates.
candidates in real time.
Wow.
This is, you know, it's really kind of embarrassing, but you sort of understand why that's the case, because this is not the moment where they want to be on record as saying some of the things that are going to come back right. to haunt them. This is not a moment where, when the president is at ground zero today, they want to be on camera trying to slag him tonight.
Yeah, the timing.
Mitt Romney has the good sense not to be there.
I have to say the timing couldn't be better politically on all this, just to see that vast array of electoral magic on display tonight and the leader of the free world at ground zero having, you know, finally gotten justice.
Sexy liberals just like to take victory laps.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's
sexy
it.
Sexy liberals are in training for victory laps. That's day in and
yep.
day out.
Yep.
You're just jogging in place
yep.
to take a victory lap
here.
Every 10 years when bin Laden is caught.
By the way, here's another poll that at least I think returns us to reality. Most Americans wouldn't vote for Palin or Trump.
Yeah.
So at least I'm going, all right, because for a minute there, you're like going, that surreal press conference with the split screen with President Obama and Donald Trump. But they obviously, and this is what you and people like you have been saying that are, you know, pros at this, that, you know, being a celebrity doesn't necessarily translate, being well-known doesn't translate into necessarily political support. So 58% in the Quinnipiac indicated they would never vote for Palin or Trump.
Right, but in the primaries, it's the base that puts these people in as their candidates. And the base,
awesome.
they still love
could
Palin
this be
and
another,
Trump.
Could this be another Goldwater year,
right.
David?
That's how Pat Robertson won Iowa.
Yep, absolutely.
That's how these things can happen.
David, could this be another Goldwater year? Could they put in a candidate, the base put in a candidate?
No, because if it was another Goldwater year, they'd have Barry Goldwater and Bill Miller, who were actually honorable people running.
Yes.
And
yes.
And they, so there's no way it can be that. Could there be a huge landslide for Barack Obama? Yes, but it is still going to be harder. The electoral math, remember, this is the first election after the census. The votes have shifted to more heavily Republican states. A lot of Democratic states have lost electoral votes. It is going to be tougher and tougher for any Democrat to ever put the numbers
on
the board when Lyndon Johnson did or even Obama did.
Just this reaction to the killing of bin Laden, which you right when it happens, you think, how could this possibly be bad for America? And then you realize how polarized we truly have become, that some on the right literally have said things like that. Don't give him credit. They don't, you know, oh, it's going to inflame terrorism. Like, and you're thinking, wait a minute, we shouldn't have killed bin Laden? Like, what? But you're right. That's the kind of world we're in, where some people just hate the president so much, it doesn't matter what he does.
Well, Obama derangement syndrome, and it is overwhelming that people who proclaim that they're great patriots, they're great Americans, simply say that there is no way they can celebrate the achievement if it is on the watch of someone that they have been trained. They've been trained. Now, this is the Koch brothers. This is Fox. This is what they have worked to do, to hate. They have been trained to hate their own president. That is, it's not the Manchurian candidate anymore. It's the Manchurian electorate. And that's what we've come to. And that's a sad day for the country, because that means that nobody, by the way, this plays on both sides. Nobody is able to govern when this happens. And that's, you know, the responsibility is not in the stars, it's in ourselves to not let that happen. But
yeah.
I gotta tell you something. I didn't want to tell you this, but I'm under a lot of pressure here.
Yes.
I'm under, they're pressuring me to release the photo of you meeting Barbara Streisand.
All right, Bender. Come on now.
There's a photo?
I know there is not.
I don't know if I can shit on it anymore. I don't know
it's,
if I can.
It's too gruesome.
I don't know
it's
what
too.
I'm supposed to release it.
Bender was with me when I geeked out in front of Barbara Streisand. Yeah.
Oh, now you've put a conspiracy theory out there that there is a photo of you and Barbara Streisand.
No, there's not. There's
just
not.
Like that booking well, photo of you when you got arrested in college.
Pardon me, David.
There may or may not be a photo, but if there was a photo, it would have been created by me in Photoshop.
Anyway.
The truth is, I was a witness to
yes.
this moment because
yes.
Stephanie called me. I was at her house doing the dishes.
Oh, you were not.
Stephanie called and said, I'm at a party with Barbara Streisand. We are sending a helicopter for you. We need you to drop in behind the catering lines and witness this. I need a witness. And
now,
and it's true.
All right. Now, David Bender, be serious now, you scamp. What do you think? I have to say, this was a really tough call, releasing the photo or not. What do you think?
It was. No. On a completely serious note, this is one that, frankly, was a close call. And
yeah.
Still is a close call. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I think it's inevitable that there's going to be a drumbeat. We saw McCain say it's the president's call. That's what he said today. Save that audio, because in, I don't know, a month, maybe less, John McCain is going to be saying, the president has failed by not releasing this. Look at the outcry, this credibility. It's going to be the deather issue will be the exact same thing as the birther issue. It will be a slow drumbeat so that
even Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Republican of Texas, said, same thing the president did, essentially, a doubter is going to doubt the picture as much as any other evidence, so we don't need to see it.
That's why it's a lose-lose situation. I mean, the president is making a decision right now about what's best for our troops in harm's way.
He's taking a higher road than I don't know that I would have, because I have a baser instinct that really wants to see the picture, you know?
And I thought Carl Frisch's point was right. This is maybe showing that he was buried in the Islamic tradition. You get it, but still, the minute you go there, the minute you release the short form, they'll want the long form.
Yep.
And then they'll say, wait a minute, why was it Xerox this way and not, you know, there is no satisfying people whose sole motivation is to bring down this presidency. Remember Mitch McConnell. That's why we're here, is to make sure that Barack Obama isn't reelected. That's what this is always about.
Yep.
As long as we remember that, they're going to try and do that, and there will be a steady drumbeat of trying to get him to do that over the course of the next several months. After today, after the ceremony and with the families, and then I think he's giving a speech honoring the Navy SEALs in Kentucky tomorrow. After that, I think, the president is going to go back to doing what he is always doing, which is thinking about the American people. And he can multitask. We saw it when he could be, giving a speech at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and still planning.
It's interesting you mentioned the Navy SEALs, because, we obviously are all, so grateful to them and so, interested. And I was reading a story about that, about the some, right-wing people are going, I want to know who they are. It's like, you morons.
Yeah.
Can't say who they are if you don't, it's just, you're right, it's never going to be enough. It's
right.
Like, we want to give a parade for them. It's like, morons, you can't make them a target like that, you're right. I mean, this.
What was Housemark saying, that they'll be the real wives of the Navy SEALs?
Yes,
so that's going to be the
Real Housewives,
next
that's right.
reality program.
That's right.
But this is the problem with Americans' entertainment obsession, that it's all got to be instant gratification.
Yep.
And this president, how long have they been working on this? They got the actionable intelligence starting 10 months ago. They've been working carefully the entire week, meeting after meeting. This is how adults work.
Yep, absolutely.
And they don't do it to play to the crowd.
All right.
Like some of us who.
David Bender, I miss my house husband. I will see you. I'll see you back in my living room soon. Good to talk to you, honey. Love you. Miss you already.
I miss you too.
All right.
All right. Lots of love.
All right. There he goes. All right. Hey, what else Osama bin Laden say to the Navy SEAL when he saw him?
What?
I've been keeping an eye out for you.
Okay.
48 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show, 53 minutes after the hour. Representative Paul Tonko of the great state of New York coming up after the top of the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. David in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, David.
Hey, Steph.
The reality here, I think, you know, to put it as Chris does, that we're always clutching our pearls over this kind of crazy talk, is racism doesn't require rational thinking. In fact, it requires very irrational thinking. And the otherness of this president, not only his politics, but in his level of melanin in his body, is turning these people, how can he be in power? How can this man be stopped talking for all of us? He's so different. And I often wonder if President Obama were a private citizen, what grounds would he have for slander against these people? A whole network dedicating to slandering the President of the United States.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's so demoralizing. If anyone with a brain in their head, with a sense of patriotism for our country, when are we going to get so nauseous, so sick?
Yep. Well, David, how come they can't answer that question? Why is it we all came together when 9/11 happened, but you are incapable of coming together as Americans, those of you on the right, some of you on the right at least, in a moment of you know, which should also be national unity and healing?
Yeah, but a reminder, too, of the differentness. I mean, a reminder of how this was the sadness of what happened to so many people. It's ironic right now here in Minnesota, the Congress is very busily trying to limit gay rights. And, again, because we're different. We're not the same as they are. And I thought the other day, what if Mark Bingham, who was a gay man on Flight 93, who helped rush the cockpit and may have saved the White House and the United States Capitol, what if his face was before all these people who are saying, you know, again, somebody who's different than us, a gay man, is actually worthy of notice, you know? I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah,
totally.
Yep, no, well said, honey. How about a $50 Profilers gift certificate for you?
Oh, thank you, Steph.
That was a clutch the pearls moment. All right, hang on, David. All right. Proflowers.com. Type Stephanie in the box. Still time to get flowers for mommy. Do it.
That's right.
Do it.
Because it's this Sunday.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is.
All right. That's my most important endorsement technique these days. Do it! And it works. People do.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
Elva in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Elva.
Hi, Stephanie. I just wanted to say the reason why Rush Limbaugh could say that Obama's decisions were not courageous, it's because they have a different definition of what courage is. See, to them, Paul Ryan is very courageous for deciding to cut services to poor seniors and cutting Medicare and Social Security.
And giving rich people more tax cuts. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's courage.
That's courage. Yeah. That is true courage. So
yes.
That's all.
Thank you. And taking it out on the backs, exactly, of old people and workers and the poor. That's bold, refreshing, courageous. Bada bing! All right. Let's go to Austin in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Austin.
Oh, thank you for having me. I have a question.
Thank you for being had.
If the assassination of Osama bin Laden was such
assassination? Hold on now.
Or killing, whatever.
Was this an assassination?
Who else should our government kill? Who would you prefer to see killed?
Well, you're a Judge Napolitano fan.
Not really. I don't.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
On either side.
That's what he said.
You call it an assassination when you take out the number one terrorist in the world? That's an assassination.
Yeah, he's a popular guy. Killing him is an assassination.
He's popular?
Who among
popular
whom?
To people?
Among whom?
Among lots of Muslim radicals.
Aha. Uh-huh. So he's popular among Muslim radicals, we shouldn't have killed him?
I'm not saying anyone should really be killed at all.
Oh.
Death is,
but it's
death
the same thing
the
as
answer.
JFK any or Martin problem. Luther King. It's an assassination?
Any prominent figure being killed after a mission, you know, like the president carried out.
So what should we have done?
What
should we have done?
Well, it seems as though it was odd that our government was willing to commit thousands of troops' lives to catching bin Laden, but not one to actually capturing him, just killing him.
Okay. I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm not prepared to question the judgment of a Navy SEAL.
No, I'm not either.
They were saying it. I think I get it. It's like, unless he was naked, because you don't know if he has a suicide belt. There were other weapons in the room. Like, in that split second, would you have said, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's bin Laden. He couldn't possibly mean me any harm.
No.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In memory of Scott Milligan's Greyhound, Harley, fill your life with love, adopt a retired Greyhound. Go to monicasheart.com for information on adoption. Go to stephaniemiller.com for information on hourly sponsorships.
That's right.
6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Ticketmaster.com for all upcoming sexy liberal shows. Syracuse coming up quick. Hurry, tickets going fast for Saturday, May 14th. That's next Saturday. And we got Raleigh-Durham, Saturday, June 4th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. And we have other dates booked, Chris, but we can't tell you, or we'd have to shoot you in the eye.
Well, we could send a Navy SEAL to come and tell you.
I don't understand the whole workings, the machinery behind the sexy liberal. There's things that I can't know, apparently.
It's a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm even on a need-to-know basis.
There's a whole stinky bathroom full of stuff that you just don't need to get in there.
Yeah, it's like scheduling a bunch of little Normandy invasions. There's between all of our schedules and venues
and
availability.
You have to fake the attack at Calais, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
With inflatable tanks and... You don't know anything about this.
Exactly. No.
If you watch the military channel, you might learn a thing or two.
Can I just say real quick? You didn't think there was anything cute about the whole Bin Laden thing?
Cute?
Why did he have money sewn into his clothes like an 8-year-old?
In case he needed to escape.
Escape.
Right away. Yeah.
And telephone numbers, though.
Mm-hmm.
He had telephone numbers.
Yeah.
Hey. Say, didn't your mom ever do that for
Remember
you?
That time I picked you up to give you a ride? I need the favor back. No, it's urgent. I need to get out. No, now, really.
My mom would tape two quarters to the lid of my lunchbox.
Well, right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So I could buy milk.
Here's my phone number, and here's two quarters.
Yeah.
That was when there was payphones. Here's a dime for a payphone in case you need to, you know.
I don't remember payphones ever costing a dime.
I think I'm that old.
You are that old.
All right. Yeah.
I remember when LA had one area code.
Well, I did too. The 213 area code. 213.
Yeah.
I remember going to summer camp, but I wonder if they didn't sew his name into his.
I remember in President McKinley.
All right. Yes.
Came on the wireless.
Listen, we have a very important, dignified guest now.
That's right.
Representative Paul Tonko of the great state of New York joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm just fine.
I want you to know we're walking on sunshine in D.C.
Oh.
It's a beautiful blue sky day.
Yay.
Yay.
Well,
yay.
You know, Congressman, we were saying, boy, it should be just a great moment of unity for America, but it is amazing, isn't it, that you think, how can anyone find anything to criticize in America finally getting justice with Bin Laden?
Yeah, you would hope that there would be harmony there. Look, the president was very focused and very, I think, very much a leader. He showed his leadership quality in creating a situation that is undeniably the most significant development in our fight against the Al-Qaeda. And I think that, it should strengthen our resolve to work in a bipartisan, bicameral way with the executive branch because, you know, while this is significant and it's monumental and it's value and importance, there are still jobs that need to be created from this Bush recession. And 8.2 million jobs lost should keep us focused on that agenda as well as, you know, promoting peace for not only the country but for the globe. And I would hope we would move forward and learn from this and know that we can do great things when we commit our resources and when we put our energies in a bipartisan format into work.
Well, Congressman, you're not paying attention to our friends on the right because Bush inherited the Clinton-Gore recession, and then he obviously retroactively is responsible for the capture of the killing of Bin Laden. So
I must have missed that one.
Yes.
So, but, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and I would just hope we would, put our mindset to that agenda, which really is moving in the right direction.
Well,
I think, you know, 2 million jobs created, over 2 million in the private sector in just over a year, is slow but steady progress, but still a long way to go.
Well, Congressman, let's talk first, though, about, how important, first of all, the killing of Bin Laden, I think really is, in and of itself, obviously, the number one terrorist and responsible for the worst attack in our history. But, I mean, you know, the headlines I'm looking at this morning, Saudi police Al-Qaeda member surrenders, you know, Afghan Taliban likely to rethink their ties to Al-Qaeda.
Obviously our intellectual community has done an awful lot to help produce this resolve. along with the women and men who serve in our military. But I think it can be said that we took out the major core nucleus, the epicenter of their operation. And I think that there's every reason to believe that we move forward now with the toughest chore behind us, but still need to do it with relentless pursuit to make certain that we continue to keep the world safe from the terrorist activities of the Al-Qaeda.
Representative Tonko, do you think the president made the right call on the release of the pictures, which I have to say is a tough call?
It is a tough call, and you know, they have all the information at their fingertips. What I would underscore, I think, as an important factor to keep in mind is that the world is watching us, and I think impressions are important, and we have to understand that there are great cultural there's a great bit of cultural diversity out there, creed diversity, that is watching us from around the world. And I think, you know, it could be easily interpreted that we use this as a trophy, that we, you know, can incite a violent response or provoke terrorist activity. So I think I would err here on the side of the president and say that, you know, he chose to not challenge the what could be an opportunity to incite here. And I think there's now proof coming forward from this best branch of the military, this most devoted, dedicated group of people, and the very active minds that were very present in that decision making, they can show you proof positive that you know, through DNA evidence that that we brought down Osama bin Laden, and that is stated very clearly.
Yep, absolutely. Congressman, you've obviously seen the polling, but destroying Medicare and giving more tax cuts to the rich, not popular. Killing bin Laden, as it turns out, is popular.
Let me tell you, Stephanie, I came off a two-week recess, as did all of my colleagues,
yes,
for Passover and Easter. We were in a district work period, and I worked it to the max. I had tons of activity on my schedule. Everywhere I went, people were talking about this end to Medicare, and they're frightened by it and they're angered by it. They understand. And what's interesting is the generous statements and thinking of our senior community. They're saying, look, I knew what Medicare meant in the lives of my parents and in my quality of life now. People who are 80 telling me these stories. And then also suggesting I want that for my children and grandchildren. So, you know, it's not just self-serving. They like to tell everybody, well, everybody's held harmless. I would say that's a lot of bunk, because once you limit the entry of others, as you continue to fill the age demographics as they grow into senior status, that strengthened the actuarial outcome. As you limit that and people climb up to the ladder into their 80s, you know, that correlation of the healthcare service curve with their age means that the actuarial science of this isn't going to work, even for those who are kept in that safety net of Medicare.
Well, I mean, Congressman, I think the anger we've been seeing, and obviously a lot of Republicans have been seeing at these town halls, is real. I mean, this is, you know, it's very visceral, and it's very, I don't know, I'm hearing, has Eric Cantor actually said the Paul Ryan plan is dead? I mean,
No, I think Eric Cantor is saying that they're negotiating from the off of the Ryan budget, which they call the path to prosperity, which I've dubbed the road to ruin.
Yes.
And the road to ruin is because you shift risk from government to the taxpayer, to the senior. And the senior will get a voucher, but that voucher will cover 32 cents of every dollar of insurance premium that you need to pay. So 32 cents on the dollar is demanding an awful lot. In fact, the many think tanks out there are suggesting it would be as high as $12,000 or $13,000 that comes out of the pocket per year. And so that is doubling what they know today, and by the year 2030, they say that it would more than likely triple. Mm. But you know what? I would even be suspect of those numbers, because we have not written policies for 60-plus, 65-plus year-olds in a long, long time.
You should be 32% alive under their plan.
Yeah. It's representative. It really, I mean, the Republican overreach with, you know, the governors across the country. I'm reading, I mean, it just, the priorities are so wrong-headed. I mean, I'm reading a headline this morning during the budget crisis, Texas House Committee passes tax break for yacht owners. I mean, here we go. Huge cuts to education, nursing homes, health care for the poor, and yet they just approved a tax break for those who want to buy yachts, costing $250,000 and more.
I'll tell you, most of my, when I did outreach to individual constituents out there, groups of constituents, my message was about the middle class and the raid on the middle class and the suffocating of the hopes and dreams of the middle class. You don't have a strong America if you, unless you have a strong middle class. You need to enhance their purchasing power. And for us to toss a quarter of a million children out of Head Start, to reduce K through 12 funding by 12%, which means a tremendous impact on the quality in the classroom. And for many districts that struggle, who get those Title I funds, that's a critical message.
Yep.
To end research on cancer, to not invest in R&D for science and tech jobs. While we're in, we should be in a global race on innovation and clean energy. Like, who's kidding whom here? This is a critical attack of deep proportions, and all while and if that weren't bad enough, but you're using those so-called savings that they highlighted, but they take those savings into another step. The next step is we use those savings to pay for, guess what, millionaire tax cuts, billionaire tax cuts, subsidies to big oil companies, loopholes that continue for corporations, or tax relief for corporations. This is like, if it, you know, the public is just angered.
Yep.
By
no,
all of this.
Absolutely, and this
and
is
frightened.
And this is not funded by any you know, AstroTurf groups. This is real. Yeah. Representative Paul Tonko of the great state of New York. Always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for your time.
It is my pleasure, and enjoy the West Coast day. We're enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah,
evening.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day. All right, thank you, Representative. There he goes. It's a beautiful day. You know, every day is a beautiful day when you have Carbonite. You know why?
Oh wow, that's.
That was
whiplash
from
that.
Yeah, that was clunky.
Shush.
What?
Good thing I had my seatbelt on. Wow.
Thanks. God, I have all those drunken pictures of us making out at my house.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So I blackmail Jim with his wife, Juniper Berry. All right. 19 minutes after the hour. More cool Navy SEAL stuff when we return on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Because everything about this is disgusting.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. William in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, first, I love you guys, but I
Thank
do
you.
Want to jump in and just simply say, no one has heard the Republican Party saying the man is not dead. What they're saying, release the paper or the proof to the public. They keep saying it, and I believe the only reason they're saying it is because they need a new boogeyman. Now that Obama is dead, they no longer can take and raise that as a fear or as an excuse to continue to invade or occupy those countries. So now they need to take and almost incite a terrorist act of some kind. Then they can take and go back to raising the fear level
mm-hmm.
in the society
yep. Yep.
so they can take and get more money poured into an area that does not need to be. Obama is correct to not release those photos because all it will serve to do. If a prominent so-called politicians have seen it on both sides and they all pretty much agree that
yep.
that is the person who was killed, that is enough.
Yep, absolutely. Someone wrote, Alex, the Army guy writes, the deathers must be very brave to call Navy SEALs liars.
Yeah.
You're not just calling the president a liar. You're calling the, Jim, you said, we should have taken him alive. So are you...
Well.
Questioning the judgment of the Navy SEALs in the room?
I'm saying I'm with Eric Holder, who said less than a month ago, our hope would be to capture him and get useful information
sure.
from him.
That's always the hope.
Right, but in that moment, seriously, are you saying that...
Well, I'm just saying that the reason he was shot is because that's what the president authorized them to do. He said it during the campaign in 2008. He wants to have Bin Laden killed.
The point is, you know, obviously, I don't know that any of us will ever know exactly what happened in that room. And I do get them saying, look, we're not releasing more details because you don't want to compromise future missions.
Right.
You don't want to go,
sure,
here's exactly how we do things like this, and here's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but they're saying
the story,
that SEALs thought Bin Laden went for a weapon. There were weapons in the room. One guy was reading in the LA Times yesterday was saying, look, unless he was naked, there is no way for sure to know. Does he have an explosive belt? Is he going to grab a weapon?
You don't know.
I mean, and it's Bin Laden?
And
really?
You need to
if
make
you're
a,
that
sure,
person,
a second decision.
Exactly.
Obviously. Yeah,
exactly.
You have to be ready to do that. I'm just saying it would have been preferable.
Absolutely. I think we all agree on that. However, in that split second.
But what's alarming is just the way that the story sort of evolved, where it was they were armed and they were there was, you know, exchange of fire and there were human shields,
right. Well,
and none of that turned out to be true.
Right, but that's what I mean. I think in a big event like this, this is what happens.
And
people
they
go,
call
oh,
it the
know.
Fog of war, but that's what they said about Jessica Lynch, too, and also...
Well, that story went on for days and weeks. The confusion over the
and
you know the struggle
well,
and
you know.
And the you know the firefight and human shields,
think,
that only went on for at most a day.
Sure, but I think we're just so accustomed to being lied to by the Bush administration over things like that during
well,
the Iraq.
We're
yeah,
not
but
in the
Obama
Bush
exactly.
Yeah,
the Obama administration is not the Bush administration, and I mean, it's just, I love this. It's just, there is this, I was talking about this earlier, there's this thing where it doesn't matter what, somebody's going to say, oh, you should have done this better or different or whatever. I was like, I get that we all are, the headline is Americans yearn to talk to SEALs in Bin Laden raid. Like, I get that we all think, oh my God, we're so grateful and they're so cool and all that, but, you know, I love this. Nick Flenner.
And he's with.
And you
in
are.
This story.
Okay.
He said he was skeptical. The government's limited information was only feeding suspicion. He said, first, I'd like to know the Navy SEALs he's talking about. I'd like to know their names and find out why such a historic event is shrouded in so much secrecy.
No,
well, Nick, let me just take a moment to say.
You don't want to put them in danger.
Yeah, in the crosshairs.
Let's have their names and addresses and where their kids go to school.
God. Yes, yes. I'm sure their families would love that. I'm the guy that shot Bin Laden's like Nick Flenner, sorry. Idiot.
50 years and now when, you know, when the Navy SEAL is like 75 or whatever and he wants to say, hey, I'm the one who shot Bin Laden. You know what? I think you'll
be
fine.
No, I mean, there literally is some guy in the story is like, I want to get, we should give them a parade. It's like, you are a moron. Such covert operation groups are being relied upon more to go after terrorists. Any publicized details of their investigations could make their jobs harder.
Eradicate the covert part.
This is... Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's, because the stories, and I get it, patrons in bars across the country raising toasts in the air hoping a gesture of gratitude would somehow reach
come
the Navy SEALs.
Come on, buy him a drink. Come on. Where are you?
Come
Quincy?
On.
Come on, buy him a drink.
No, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Millions are turning to social networks with their thoughts. For many, it feels frustratingly incomplete to be deprived of the chance to see the faces of those they consider heroes for killing the world's most wanted terrorists.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, AP on its Facebook page said, what would you tell the Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden if you could convey a message? Yes, you can convey a message privately.
Don't expect them to
not
call back.
Or in general, convey a message of gratitude. That's fine.
Yes. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Welcome to my underground lair.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34.
Are you armed?
34 minutes. Huh? No. 34 minutes after the hour.
But I do have some sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Or welcome to my above-ground villa.
All right. Who stole our Navy SEALs eye exam? Anybody? Anybody? Who stole? Enjoy.
Someone else is using it already.
Better or worse now. Better or worse. Better or worse. Okay. Better or worse now. Better or worse. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Yes, much worse now.
What's the sound effect of an eye exam?
No, it's an O, like in Obama. Maybe they held up an Obama, like the campaign poster with the O.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Oh, okay. All right. 1-800-STEF-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. So, yeah, he had 500 euros and two telephone numbers sewn into his clothing, like I did when I went to camp.
Two turntables and a microphone as well, which is not reported.
No.
Normally, but,
and that's hard to lug around Pakistan.
They were asked why he wasn't guarded by more security personnel, Bin Laden, at his relatively luxurious home. The answer, according to one source, Bin Laden...
Really?
Bin Laden believed his network was strong enough he'd get a heads up before any U.S. strike against him. As it turns out, he got a heads up! Hey! Part of his heads up.
Ew. Yuck. That's...
The reports are that the Navy SEALs thought he was reaching for a nearby weapon. Several weapons were found in the room, including an AK-47 assault rifle and other sidearms. Obviously the big controversy was the photos. President Obama ordered the grisly photographs of Osama bin Laden. I can't help the baser part of me kind of wants to see them.
Ew.
He said, we don't need to spike the football in triumph. Obama said releasing the photographs is not who we are as a country. Yeah, he's better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Though some may deny his death, he said, the fact of the matter is you will not see bin Laden walking this earth again. He said any release of the photos could become a propaganda tool for bin Laden's adherents to incite violence. Mm-hmm. Apparently, part of his skull was blown off.
And you could see brain leaking out of the carpet. So.
Yes, the area near his left eye.
By the way, assassination isn't a value-laden word. We associate it with people we like getting killed, but it just means taking out a political figure. For example, when von Stauffenberg tried to kill Hitler, it was an attempted assassination. So that caller was sort of right in that, technically.
I guess.
Yeah.
Representative Mike Rogers, Republican of Michigan, mm-hmm. Said in advance of Obama's decision he was concerned about the photographic images could be seen as a trophy that would inflame U.S. critics. So he agreed that could make it harder for American military overseas to do their job. He said the picture could stir up anti-U.S. fervor around the world and hamper intelligence cooperation with the U.S., but not obviously inflame it or make it worse.
Right.
He said conspiracy theorists wouldn't likely have been convinced anyway, which is true.
Well, nowadays with Photoshop, a 10-year-old with his laptop can put together a pretty convincing fake.
Well, they already did.
Granted,
that was a bad fake.
And it carried a Facebook virus. It carried a Facebook virus.
Oh, really?
Yes, it did. It said, click here to see the Obama death photo, and there was a little thumbnail there. Osama, sorry.
See, we're all doing it.
Well, it's, I know.
Okay, the president's carny.
We discussed this internally. Keep in mind that we are absolutely certain that this was him. We've done DNA sampling and testing, and so there is no doubt that we killed Osama bin Laden. It is important for us to make sure that very graphic photos of somebody who was shot in the head are not floating around as an incitement to additional violence or as a propaganda tool. That's not who we are. We don't trot out this stuff as trophies.
What was also pointed out is that when Saddam Hussein, other bad guy, when his sons were killed, they released the photos, but they were, at least the one of
Uday and Kusei were both...
One of them was unrecognizable because there was
all the swelling.
So sometimes that doesn't
help.
Well,
and I wonder how much the birth certificate thing had to do with this debate, which is they kind of made that point that some people, this won't make any difference. It's not going to convince the people that have, literally, the deather movement sprung up right after the birther movement, with the... Bin Laden thing. So I wonder.
The death certificate.
Yeah, George Bush would have, by the way, carried the head around in a box with dry ice.
Hey,
you want to see my head?
Look at this. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah,
just like Gwyneth Paltrow's in Seven. At the end of Seven.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Senator John McCain.
My initial opinion is that it's not necessary to do so. I think there's ample proof that this was Osama bin Laden, but I will defer to the judgment of the President of the United States.
Wow, that was really cool of McCain to say.
Republicans
that.
Running again? Republicans not running. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Republican.
I think that a doubter is going to doubt a picture as much as they doubt DNA evidence and every other verification that we have given. And so I don't see any point in the macabre picture that must certainly be there.
Hmm. Conda in Alabama on the pictures. Hello, Conda.
Hello. I think that it is just frightening to me how soon we forget. Those of us on the left just remember the crazy pastor in Florida who burned the Quran and the reaction from that.
Yeah.
Just think the reaction from showing this photo.
Yeah. Well, Conda, it's what I've said. He's the president is better than I am, at least. I mean, I think that he really does. He tends to take the high road. And, he is absolutely right. This isn't who we are as a people. I just think that he happens to be a very unique terrorist in our history that obviously, you know, there's been so much pain and anguish. And so I think, but, you know, again, it's that person that kind of pulls you back from the brink with some better judgment and says, you know, this could make it worse. You know?
Some fun facts about Osama bin Laden. Check out whatreallyhappened.com when Osama bin Laden was Tim Osman. Not Osmond, not one of the Osmond brothers, but yeah.
When he was what?
Tim Osman was his code name.
Oh.
What website is this?
Whatreallyhappened.com.
And is this from a news organization or?
No, but this. Okay, I trace it back to where it came from. But no, he was. Okay, I'll let the cat out of the bag. In the spring of 1986, the two men headed to the Hilton Hotel in Sherman Oaks, which is now something else.
Ah.
They went on their way to meet representatives of the Mujahideen, the Afghan fighters resisting the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And, of course, the guy they met with was Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman.
In Sherman Oaks?
In Sherman Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks, yes, just on the other side of the 405.
He probably liked the smoothies at Good Earth like I do. What? Okay, let's
go. Oh, these are good. Oh.
Let's go to
send me a box of these to my secret lair.
A shot of wheatgrass juice. What, huh?
Joe in Long Beach. Hi, Joe.
Push him over the edge. Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to your visit in Long Beach during our Pride Week.
That's right. I'm Grand Marshal coming up in a couple of weeks, May 22nd, right?
Yes. Last time I saw you in Los Angeles, it seemed like you were losing your top.
Oh.
The leather.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I believe I was. There was a wardrobe malfunction.
Anyway, what I want to say is, President Obama is being attacked because we should have captured him and not killed him. But when you think about it, I think that would have created more drama in this country because now we would have possessed him live, and then the drama would have involved, you know, where do we try him? Where do we hold him?
I agree. I agree. I'm glad, frankly.
And then on top of that, I think that would have created more risks because it could have influenced these crazies to take hostages for some possible trade. That's just me thinking. Mm.
Well, Jim, I guess what you were saying is, I wish that all the trial. Like, are you assuming that we would have gotten like accurate information from Bin Laden at a trial?
Well, we got accurate information from a lot of people without waterboarding them.
Okay. All right, Representative Duncan Hunter on the Bin Laden photograph.
I think the American people deserve to see him. I think you have somebody like Osama who murdered thousands of Americans. I think that the American people deserve to see his body and get some closure.
Do you need to see a body to get closure? I don't.
Well, if you
I always found wakes creepy, I have to tell you.
Oh, I've never been to a wake, and I never intend to go to one.
I understand why you need to look at a body.
No, I don't either. That's absolutely
when
not
I'm
necessary.
Crushed by the giant whale penis, please make sure that there's no
open casket.
Yeah, I think that's going to be necessary anyway.
Will the penis get its own casket?
Yes. Side by side, I would like the whale penis next to me, if you don't mind. Listen, we'll go over the arrangements after the show. Okay.
Maybe you should put this in a will or something.
Yeah. I should probably put it in writing.
Yeah.
Dennis in Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Steph.
Hi.
About time. Yeah, your last caller was dead on as far as stealing that thunder, from having this guy off, you know. That way they have no argument. But as far as the hard drives, that's what I want to touch on.
Oh, the hard drives, yeah.
Yes, the hard drives. Can you imagine, you know, they want to know, you know, they want to see the birth certificate and everything. But what about the hard drives? What if they shoot themselves in their foot? You know, say, for instance, Bush jet skiing with Osama. Something, you know, like that. But let's have a little bit of fun with
what? Are you gargling with marbles, sir?
What? Huh?
Well,
jet skiing
not,
with
not
the what?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right.
I think
is it me? I thought it was me.
I think he was just doing a wild supposition there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it anyway.
Obama was jet skiing with...
No, he was saying, let's say they found, you know, a picture of, you know, Osama jet skiing with Bush, and then he was going to go on to make his point, but
okay.
Something went wrong with the phone line.
Yeah, that was it.
All right. Yeah, I was mostly interested in his right to remain silent, which he got that, and I'm happy. I don't care what you say. Okay. Oh, by the way, we had that caller that called the other day that told me about it was a very long story about a dream that she had about me, or, you know.
Whatever.
Chris in Yankton writes, Steph, like the caller, I have super detailed dreams, too. For example, I dream that callers to your show should have a freaking point. Thank you, Chris.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Okay. Mm. Do you have friends like that must tell you really, really long dreams that go on longer than 8-year-old kid jokes? Just really, and you just have to fake that you care somehow?
I dreamt that I was water skiing next to a squirrel, mm-hmm. and the squirrel turned into Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. And then he was...
Then mm-hmm. you're mm-hmm. eaten by a giant cat.
I wonder what that means. Yeah, you know what? It means that I just don't care. Means. All
I'm
right.
really not one to remember my dreams at all.
I remember fragments of them, or remember a feeling from them, but actual details and sequential.
I don't understand people who can tell you every single detail of a dream.
Yeah. My dreams don't have a real narrative.
No.
They're just kind of random.
Yeah.
And of course, I also demand that everyone else find every detail of my life fascinating. So I understand there is sort of a little bit of...
There's that need.
All right, 45.
Some people take pictures of their poop in the toilet bowl and post it online.
There are some people who take...
Look at what I did.
Yeah, there are some people who take pictures of every single meal they eat. That's just creepy.
Well, mm-hmm. if you're on the Weight Watchers or something and you're required to report in, you know, I don't know.
The
I guess
thing I kind of get. That's, you know, some are impressive.
Oh.
46. Come on. If you don't have many accomplishments, sometimes that's like, look at the kid. Wow.
I'm the king of bowel movements.
46.
Girls are never impressed with their own poop. What are you talking about, Stephanie?
I'm not like a real girl.
She's
46.
Her brother. It's your brother in drag.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Debbie Harry is a Navy SEAL. I was not aware of that.
Yes. She was part of Navy SEAL Team 6.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. 1-800-STEP-12. Vice President Joe Biden on the mission.
There was such an absolute overwhelming desire to accomplish this mission that although for over several months we were in the process of planning it, and there were as many as 16 members of Congress who were briefed on it, not a single solitary thing leaked. I find that absolutely amazing.
I find absolutely amazing that someone with a big mouth like Joe Biden didn't leak something out.
Because that's a big F and deal.
It is a big F and deal.
It was. It's a way big deal. Just saying.
God, it must have tortured himself. Just trying to...
Yeah. We're going to get off the... Leon, who has gotten larger, Panetta, he's gotten a larger job.
Mm-hmm.
Leon Panetta.
To be frank, I don't think he had a lot of time to say anything. It was a firefight going up that compound. Wow. And by the time they got to the third floor and found bin Laden, I think this was all split-second action on the part of the SEALs.
He did say, I've been keeping an eye out for you. I'm just saying, some things have leaked out that Mama's heard. Let's go. What? Frank and Reno. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Stephen Mooks. Hey, you know, I think this, by the way, not releasing that picture, it's not just good policy. I think it's also good politics because it means this death or issue will kind of dominate the crazy Republican side and continue to alienate sane Republicans to become independents and either not vote or vote Democratic. So
right.
I think it was a good idea.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Ann in Santa Fe. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, go ahead.
So new heights of hypocrisy for the Republicans. I just want to remind us all that when George Bush decided he needed to take out Saddam Hussein, he did it by dropping bombs over an entire city.
Entire country,
shock and awe.
Yeah.
People he said he was liberating from Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, by the way.
Liberated from their bodies.
If I've got to choose between two approaches, our president did it exactly right.
Hey, Ann, and by the way, guess how they got Saddam Hussein? Special ops teams.
Yep.
Finally found him, which I know. I remember saying that in the first place. Why did we, if we want to get the one guy.
It wasn't about the one guy.
Yeah, that's exactly
oil, as we found out later. Right. And about, you know, showing off. And also using up ordnance so that we could buy more.
Yeah. So Blackwater could make money.
Complex, yeah.
Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Hey, conservatives are starting to sound real desperate and unhinged, man. Frank Luntz must be falling down at the job, man. I tell you, did the terrorists check anybody in the Twin Towers to see if they were armed before they slammed planes into the side of the buildings? Or did, like the lady said, did Bush ask the people if they were innocent before he started dropping bombs on them?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, they need to get some better talking points before they start calling Stephanie Miller newscast.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much.
Well,
exactly.
Frank Luntz, I don't think Frank Luntz knows how to spin this.
No.
Either.
I know.
There's no winning this war of words.
Jim, who said, I commend President Obama who has followed the vigilance of President Bush in bringing Bin Laden to justice?
The vigilance? I don't care where he is. Think about him.
That's vigilance. Who said that?
Milton Bradley.
No. Adam's apple.
The maker of Time Bomb?
Oh,
yes.
Milton Bradley?
Eric Cantor.
Eric Cantor. He looks like he got a time bomb in his throat. Adam's apple's ticking, I think.
Who said Bush made sure everything was in place so that President Obama could have an opportunity to get Osama bin Laden? Who said?
Some moron?
Yes, exactly right. That's correct. Some Andy moron. Card. Yes.
Oh, I guess, was it Sunday night? He was on, I think, CNN just spinning the hell
Andy
out
Card?
Of Yes, he
oh,
was.
Oh, wow.
That it was all thanks to Bush.
Who said, I think the tools that President Bush put into place, Gitmo, rendition,
like
enhanced interrogation, the vast effort to collect and collate this information, obviously served his successor very well. Who said that?
Some tool.
Yes. I'm sorry. No, I need to put the wrong button away. Yes, Karl Rove.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Tubby McTreason. Mm-hmm. Who said, wonder what President Obama thinks of waterboarding now?
Adolf Hitler.
Close. No, Representative Steve King, right-wing tool of Iowa. Well, he thinks it's wrong. That's what he thinks. And he didn't use it to get the information that led to this. For those of all y'all keeping attention.
It's wrong and ineffective.
Yes.
You tend to get bad information from it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese and crackers. Did you see that Donald Rumsfeld flip-flopped on that,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, he did.
What did I say? I don't... Huh?
I'm too old to do flip-flops. I can barely...
I need more lumbar support for that.
You gotta find my truss.
He now says harsh interrogations was critically important in bin Laden's death. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
And he's always been so accurate. On the Fox News Sean Hannity show, he backtracked on a previous statement he made about the information gained from torture. Rumsfeld had told Newsweek that beneficial information on bin Laden had been obtained, not been obtained through waterboarding or harsh treatment.
And so there was
then
on
said,
Hannity's show.
Yeah.
And everything's different.
And then, being tortured under the hot lights of Hannity.
Yeah.
His original position was more accurate, according to numerous sources who are familiar with the intelligence that actually led to bin Laden.
Just like he was accurate when he accidentally said a missile hit the Pentagon.
Did I say missile? And an airplane, of course. Of course I did.
By the way, there's a picture of, what's his name, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And I still maintain that I think we just tortured his hair. But I don't...
They didn't torture, they just teased it.
God. Yes, he had a drive-by hairdressing, I think. That is really...
He needed a drive-by back waxing.
Yeah.
Good God.
I was convinced it was Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, that is totally Ron Jeremy.
Well, he was threatened by the phallic symbols of the Twin Towers, obviously. So, well, Ron Jeremy wouldn't have been. But.
Dick Cheney said, I would assume that the enhanced interrogation program that was put in place produced some of the results that led to bin Laden's ultimate capture. Well, you could assume that, but you would once again be wrong, as you were about essentially everything.
I would assume a lawyer's face is good place to shoot buckshot. And I was right.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, California Democrat, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, said, to the best of our knowledge, based on a look, none of the information that led to bin Laden's capture came as a result of harsh interrogation practices. Are you breaking a minute early, or is it me?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should look there. Okay, who's looking at? Do you want to satisfy your bloodlust? The Reuters has pictures of the other people shot in the
in the house.
Yeah,
in the villa.
In the Abbottabad.
I thought you were talking about RateMyPoo.com.
No, that was
Abbottabad. Abbottabad. Abbottabad.
I need to wipe my mind's eye clean. Okay.
Abbottabad.
Okay. Yeah.
Abbottabad. Abbottabad.
Oh, boy. We should watch what we look at on the interwebs before we talk. 7 minutes after the hour. Whee! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. All right. Sexy liberal stuff, kids. Go to Ticketmaster for tickets to upcoming Sexy Liberal Show starring Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang. Mike in Austin writes, Steph, in the past 2 days you got callers from... You know, I read this letter. It mentioned Sexy Liberal Show and American President, my favorite movie. That's kind of a no-brainer. Hi, Steph. In the past 2 days, you've had callers from Dallas, Houston, San Antonio lobbying to have the Sexy Liberal Show come to their town rather than Austin. While my knee-jerk reaction is back off, bitches, we saw her first. We will not be ignored. The truth of the matter is you just need to come to Texas. As you know, you are not on terrestrial radio station in the state. Yes, I know that! So we all have to listen to you either on satellite or off the internets on stations in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Seattle, Phoenix, Asheville, etc. To paraphrase it in The American President, if you want to listen to the Stephanie Miller Show in Texas, you got to want it bad because it's going to put up a fight.
And then you'll eat the sand.
Exactly.
What?
Because you'll listen to anyone that stepped up to a microphone. Exactly. So regardless of what city you select, just come to Texas so we can rally the troops. Yes, Mike and Austin, you're all right, working on things.
People want leadership, Mr. President.
Right,
the
no. Don't give Jim a break.
Yeah, give me a break, too. Jeez.
All right. Speaking of sexy liberals, one of our favorite comedy pals joins us, Jason Stewart, comedian extraordinaire. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Stephanie. Sexy. Oh, my God. After Ricky Martin was on Leno last night, I feel completely debilitated.
Well, we're glad you were able to rouse yourself to join us.
I thought I was the cutest gay guy, and now he's on the show. And it's ruined everything for me. I felt so attractive.
So I ran into you at the GLAAD Media Awards not too long ago.
Wasn't that great?
Yes.
You looked incredible.
Oh, my. Please, tell me more.
Oh, you looked incredible. I do want to marry Ricky Martin. I can't help it.
All right, listen,
marry.
Get off that subject. Jason Stewart. Now, so you have a lot of cool stuff coming up. But first of all, tell us about you're doing a benefit next Tuesday for leukemia.
I'm doing a benefit next Tuesday at Flappers Comedy Club for lymphoma and leukemia. And it's this new comedy club in Burbank called Flappers.
Flappers!
Oh, yeah. Great place.
Yeah, yeah. Right in beautiful downtown Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were they thinking? What kind of a name is that?
Yeah.
They call it gums.
Something. So that's next Tuesday.
Yes,
and then,
I'm very excited about doing that. Yes.
And then you're doing some stuff in film and television. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm going to be on Entourage. I play myself playing an actor who's a voice on the new Johnny Dramas TV show. It's an animated show. It's called Johnny Bananas. And I played Kevin Dillon, who is so sweet and nothing like the character on the show at all. Really attractive, really sweet. But the other actor in the show is Edgar Dice Clay. How you doing?
Hickory dickory dock.
Wow.
I knew him from the Comedy Store from my early days, and I saw him. And what's really great is he was really sweet, quite unusual, but he no longer has a waist.
Is he just a solid block, like a Rock'em Sock'em robot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. He's sort of shaped a little like a large refrigerator. And he was really, really nice, but very strange and unusual. He didn't remember who I was, and then he sort of focused like I was a telescope, and then he said, "Oh, it's you!"
So,
and it was great to be there on the show with him. I guess, it just was so unusual. Kevin Dillon on one side and Andrew Dice on the other.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I was.
So you don't know who you are anymore.
I felt like I was Faye Dunaway in Chinatown. It was, I was my sister. I didn't know who I was.
Jason, a lot of excitement with the whole Bin Laden thing and all of that.
Yes, it is. I mean, my God. I mean, isn't it so ridiculous?
Speaking
it
of being
doesn't matter
the eye.
What we do. I heard he was a hologram, and it never happened.
Yes, that's true. Well, I mean, we're in this time of, Obama derangement syndrome, where, I was saying my bloodlust... I want to see the pictures, but, you know, I get that the people that want to hate Obama, they won't believe anything he releases anyway, including his birth certificate.
Why do I want to see a picture of somebody shot in the face? I mean, I just cannot believe that people would actually be interested in this and that they don't believe that it happened. Oh, yeah, we killed Obama. No, we didn't. Yes, we did. No, we didn't.
Osama. See, I know we're even doing it on the left. We're saying we're saying Obama instead of Osama. Yeah.
Is it Osama?
Yeah.
I went to high school in Los Angeles. I graduated. We danced in a circle in the parking lot. I didn't learn anything. I took art classes and I sang. It was the early 80s. I everything was very strange. We sat and watched Terms of Endearment. Everybody held hands.
Obviously, I saw you at the GLAAD Media Awards. We're going to do the Sexy Liberal Show in Syracuse next Saturday, and we're, you know, giving some money. We're getting together with the folks from Marriage Equality there.
Oh, really?
It's a tipping point state for sure. I mean, Chelsea Clinton just came out yesterday and said, you know.
Chelsea Clinton came out?
No. Pay attention, Jason Stewart.
So sorry.
In support of marriage equality.
Good for her.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. The whole family's all for it. Hillary Clinton has been incredibly supportive through everything that she said, and Clinton certainly has been gotten on the wagon with the whole thing. I mean, I want to get married. I'd like to. I mean, I think the whole gay marriage thing is so bizarre. It's like a checkerboard going across the country. Oh, last year, 2 years ago, we could have got married in Los Angeles if we were the chosen people, the 18,000. But if we drove over to Colorado, it would be over. But if we drove a little further, we go over to Iowa. Yeah, we could be married with those three other couples. I can't even say what I want to say about them. Three couples. There are only three couples that are in Iowa that can get married. Then you drive over to South Carolina, it's over. But if you're in New York, you're still married. If you go over to Maine, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. You need some sort of app for your iPhone,
right.
Some sort of GPS to find out where your marriage might be legal.
I'll get married from here.
Would be happy. It would be, I don't know, Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, let's. Now, all right. Now, so, Jason Stewart, what else are you doing? You were telling me one other, I forget, there's one more project.
I am actually, I have got several. I got five little indie films coming out, but I'm also going to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas on the 28th to do the Bigger Bear conference, and I don't know if you call it a conference when they all get together and just sort of eat chocolate coming out of a faucet. I'm doing this big thing in Vegas. I never even heard of this hotel, the Tuscany Casino.
Really?
Have you ever heard of it?
No,
it's probably way off the side. Where
it sounds like pure class, like everything else in Vegas.
Well, they don't want it because if they take a shower, you know, all their hair goes and it creates a ball, and then another bear person actually develops.
That's a little green ball of hair.
I have to go back and look at it. This is my poo on the internet now. All right, Jason Stewart, comedian extraordinaire. Where's your website? Where's your
JasonStewart.com, STUART. I'm also on Facebook.
All right.
You know, so
and
nice
we link to all of that. We link to all of that on your Facebook page, Stephanie.
Look at me. Look at what I did for
is
you,
that
Jason.
Fred?
Yes.
Oh,
I love.
God.
All right.
I don't even know what he looks like. I'm going all over the internet. I finally learned how to play you. I could do it. I'm so excited. I was listening to you, and there was nothing but commercials. I missed the whole thing before. I waited so long.
Oh. You were worth the wait. Jason Stewart, love you. Talk to you soon.
Call me every 5 minutes.
I will. Of course I will. You know I will.
I just did brainstorm. I think Faye Dunaway should play Osama in the movie because she got shot through the eye at the end of Chinatown.
That's right.
Don't look back, Jake.
That's another movie I haven't seen.
What?
You haven't
seen Chinatown?
Oh,
my God.
I missed the
big
chunk of the
70s. If I didn't fire you for not seeing The Godfather, this should be the last straw. If I had any sort of self-esteem.
Now, Chinatown is a movie that I would like to see.
Yeah.
The Godfather, I don't really care if I see it or not.
Jim, can you give me a hand with this announcement? May is Masturbation Month.
Hey! Sploosh, sploosh.
Excuse me?
Just sploosh, sploosh.
Just May? I have to save it up for 1 month out of the year? Oh, my God. Wow.
I better put that on my paper calendar.
Yeah.
San Francisco just hosted the 10th annual Masturbate-a-thon last week to pump up everyone for the coming month. All right. There's really nothing you can say
in
this story that really...
Either way, you get the shaft.
We should have timed having the Sexy Liberal Show there for the Masturbate-a-thon.
Should have given us a heads up.
Hi, with the ball. Good flargin, flargin, flargin. Okay.
You started it.
What? You started it. I know you are, but what am I?
And I'm the one who sent the story to you, so it's really all my fault.
Hey, somebody else sent me a related. Vibrators create buzz at local drugstore.
So to speak.
I can now get my pap smear and a vibrator at Walgreens.
At the same time.
When I'm there getting my pap smear, I can also...
At the ice cream counter.
Mm-hmm. Walgreens and other major retailers are now stocking vibrators on their shelves, signaling a major change in attitude about a device that used to be the exclusive domain of adult stores.
So, are inflatable love dolls next?
I don't know. They're euphemistically labeled intimate.
Yeah.
Or personal massagers.
Yes. Well,
discreetly.
To reach for those hard to reach places that you
used
to say
yes.
The show
that
you woman need a, reaching down, you know, over
a
her
special
shoulder.
Attachment
with a long narrow massager on her back, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's
that's
for
where you're using that.
Just wink, that spot. Nudge. That's
I think
hard
it actually said
reach.
Wink wink nudge nudge in the ad. But.
It's the hard to reach spot in the center of your back.
Yes, of course.
Okay, Ryan in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Mama.
Hello, baby.
Yes. I'm wondering why everybody's getting diverted onto the discussion about postmortem photos and why there isn't more talk about the purported helmet cam video of the Navy SEAL.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we should see.
They have
we can judge for ourselves,
right.
You know, whether he was held at bay, you know, whether he was reaching for a weapon.
Okay, but Ryan,
like that.
Ryan, yeah. I think the problem, and this is what, you know, they were saying why they're not releasing more details, you don't want to advertise how we
you don't
want to
give away strategy
missions, and this is how we
we know how they did it. I mean, they would we
don't
have
not
to see
exactly
how
it's done in the movies though, you know.
But the thing is we would see Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
that would put a rest to the death
of. But I'm sure it was so chaotic. I mean, who knows, like, what those. I don't know that you want to give away strategy for that kind of stuff.
I think they know pretty much what happened.
I'm not a Navy SEAL. I don't know exactly how they do it.
Yeah, I haven't gone through Navy SEAL training.
We don't have to show the whole entrance into the building, just the relevant parts where you can see, that's Osama bin Laden. That's the guy.
Well, if you release all of the, you might give away, equipment, that could be top secret.
Or,
you could see, video of the top secret helicopter that they use.
They
don't want to give away
anything
like that.
They could edit out anything they want. But the relevant thing, the salient point, is that Osama bin Laden? Was he resisting? Those are the two things that could be proven.
Maybe
by
that was the
that
last thing we said. Is that a helmet camera?
Okay. Oh, I want one of those. Those are cool.
Oh, that's a cool. Oh, 18 minutes.
Bet you Hal Sparks has one.
Probably.
Probably does. For when he video streams.
On his motorcycle.
18 minutes. So we can see him riding on his motorcycle.
Get your motor running.
Because you can virtually see hear Hal Sparks any time of the day, any time of the day or night.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18 minutes after the hour, and thank God for that. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why?
Oh, Stephanie Miller.
Well, you got what he needs.
Oh,
that's why.
Oh. I got something for everybody. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm not wearing a helmet camera, but on Ustream you can see that I'm wearing my new dog mom hat.
Yeah.
That I got from Bad Dog Frida in Madison, Wisconsin, when I was there for the Sexy Liberal Show. Yeah. Goodbye. Okay. And yet another unsolicited testimonial to the power of Steph. Mm-hmm. Lisa writes, okay, I'm not so much a dog person to begin with, but my children wanted a boy dog to socialize with our spayed girl dog. Good girl, spay your girl dog. Good girl. We make arrangements to pick up what I thought may be a Rottweiler. Y'all, this puppy's as big as a dinner roll. The parents were corgis or something. That's actually better for me since I prefer a pocket dog to the standard-sized dog anyway. Well, we're outside getting the dinner roll acquainted with his new front yard, and up walks the most emaciated, dehydrated, tiny horse, St. Bernard, I could imagine.
Aww.
What did I think of immediately? Get that sweet baby in the house! Now we've rescued this gargantuan dinosaur-type dog, have the tiny dinner roll-sized dog, and the one I call crazy on a string. Back to the subject line. I blame you. Why? Because it's the highlight of my day to hear you say goodbye in that high-pitched voice you use on people or dogs.
Really?
How pathetic and strange has my life become? Nearly as pathetic and strange as mine, Lisa. Thank you for asking.
That's the highlight of her
good
day?
Girl!
Oh, no, don't do that.
I just had a disturbing image of a hybrid Great Dane corgi.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Mix. That would not end well.
How strange and pathetic has my life become? Not so much worse than it was before, just a lot hairier. That's what my life is. Hey, welcome to a lint roller in every room world. Lisa, official demonic law firm file clerk of the Stephanie Miller Show. Ding. There you go. Thank you, Lisa. Let's
is
go!
She demonic or is she?
Let's go for rescuing dogs. Let's go!
Hmm.
Okay. All right. I got that out of my system. Okay. Representative Luis Gutierrez on Pakistan.
So if he was expecting someone in the intelligence services, which you could be, you could figure he must have had some friends there to inform him, guess what? Since we didn't tell them, they couldn't tell him. We did the right thing. We did the smart thing. We got Osama bin Laden.
Yep.
Cha, I think so. Oh, by the way, Jim, somebody writing about you saying we should have taken him alive. Let's say, who is this? Scott says, let's say bin Laden hits a panic button and blows C4 all over the compound, killing or stranding our SEAL team, blah, blah, blah. That's what they were saying. Unless he was naked, they had no way of knowing. You know, he's the number one terrorist in the world. Yeah. He could have had
theoretically
explosives. There were other weapons in the room.
It turns out he just had a few euros.
Yep. Sewn and a couple phone numbers sewn into his clothes, like an 8-year-old.
And we were lucky he didn't have nerve gas.
Yeah. By the way, a couple of good news headlines, I think, in the wake of this. Saudi Arabia says an al-Qaeda member on the kingdom's most wanted list called in from abroad and turned himself in. He's apparently the first al-Qaeda operative to surrender after the...
And then we shot him in the eye anyway, just for fun.
The other headline, Afghan Taliban likely to rethink ties to al-Qaeda. Yes, this may be giving some people pause.
There were Afghans in the Taliban? No Great Danes? Or?
No, just Afghans.
Blankets that
Taliban
you
in Afghanistan.
Blankets?
Yes.
Crochet
jackets?
Terrorist blankets.
Crochet blankets,
God.
Yes.
What?
Now that Osama bin Laden...
Wait a minute, there's an Afghan on my couch. Wait!
Now that Osama bin Laden is dead, some analysts speculating the al-Qaeda and its Afghan-Taliban allies could go their separate ways, increasing the chances for a negotiated settlement in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So this could be huge, actually, in the
huge
war on terror.
Huge.
That's the guy I was thinking of. The foundation of their relationship believed to be rooted in bin Laden's long friendship with the one-eyed leader. Hey, he has something in common with bin Laden now. It's Mullah Omar. That was his name. See? They still have so
Omar.
Much in common.
He's the only pirate in the Taliban.
Mullah Omar.
Yeah, but
have so much in common.
Yeah.
That guy, the one-eyed Taliban leader, where's he?
Yeah, but his other eye still works. Bin Laden's doesn't.
No.
So they don't have much in common.
No.
No.
But they both like breakfast at Tiffany's, so they have that much. That much they've got.
The Obama administration says they will negotiate with any member of the Taliban who embraces the Afghan constitution, renounces violence, and severs ties with al-Qaeda. I just love these fun facts. Who knew? We haven't talked about this in so long. I'd forgotten that guy's name. Mullah Omar. The one-eyed guy.
Mullah Omar.
There are cultural differences. Al-Qaeda has viewed the Taliban as more backward, kind of like West Virginia mountain folk, unrefined and uneducated, according to one... And the older generation of Taliban leaders had long ago become fed up with the arrogance of the Arab jihadists.
They have bottled out hillbillies.
Trouble in paradise. The Hatfields and the McCoys now. We've caused dissension between the Afghans and the Taliban, or the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Oh, well. So sad. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Out of five top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
Which ones? Inquiring minds want to know.
34 minutes after the hour. Wow, 1-800-STEP. I'm fine. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Steve in Kansas works in a morgue.
Ew.
They can tell us gory things about Osama bin Laden pictures. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. I used to work in a morgue when I was in school.
Oh, all right.
But I've got a comment about the ghouls that have to see the pictures of Osama bin Laden. If they have ever seen a dead human being that has been riddled by gunfire, especially by the high-caliber weapons I'm sure these SEALs used, they don't want to see it. I mean, it is absolutely... I worked in there in the early 80s, and I still have nightmares about it. It is absolutely something that nobody should have to see. I applaud the courage of our men and women that have to actually do the deed for people to actually want to see this stuff is kind of revolting.
Well, I mean, that's what I guess, you know, it sounds like the decision hinged on, among other things, but just that it was particularly gruesome, you know, that half his skull's missing,
yeah,
his brain matter.
They didn't go in there with pistols, that's for
what's
sure.
That?
They didn't go in there with 22 caliber rifles. They went in with the big stuff, and
right.
And there would have been nothing left.
What causes one to go to work in a morgue?
I was going to school, and I needed money for beer.
That'll do it.
Well, that you earned your beer money, my friend.
Beer and formaldehyde.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
What?
Okay.
Somebody has to do it, right?
Kevin in Rochester writes, Osama bin Laden was hiding in a million-dollar mansion. That means while President Obama was trying to kill him, Republicans were trying to get him a tax break.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, it wasn't a million-dollar mansion. I've seen it. It's a dump.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like it was built by the Bluth Company.
Bluth.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, here we go again with the waterboarding. Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican.
If we had not had access to this information, Osama bin Laden would likely still be operating undetected today.
And for the opposition, Republican Senator John McCain. What?
Huh? What? Republican?
I know of no information that was obtained which would have been useful that by, quote, enhanced interrogation.
Thank you. All right, what's happening to the world? Bin Laden is dead and John McCain is making sense again. I don't understand.
Are there spinning any, off its axis?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Democrats are equally as split over this photos at least, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't know about that. But anyway, the headline is Sarah Palin, his running mate, was for killing terrorists in Pakistan before she was against it. So she's debating herself.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 years before U.S. forces killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, Sarah Palin blasted President Obama for saying that he would order strikes against terrorist targets in Pakistan if that country's leadership refused to act. It's so puzzling, isn't it, that her grip on foreign policy is so... Obama's fundamental approach to terrorism is fatally flawed, she wrote last January. No, actually, bin Laden is fatally flawed at this point. We are at war with radical Islamic extremists, and treating this threat as a law enforcement issue is dangerous for our nation's security. Good job, Caribou Barbie, once again. Back in September 2008, Palin had said the U.S. should absolutely attack terrorists in Pakistan if necessary.
But only if George Bush is in office.
Exactly. Yes, her support for killing terrorists in Pakistan was apparently short-lived. During her 2008 campaign speech, she blasted Obama for having advocated sending our U.S. military into Pakistan without the approval of the Pakistani government, blah, 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 blah.
You are an idiot!
Wow, she never mentioned President Obama by name at all in the killing
wow.
him, yes. She said, we thank
Incredible.
President Bush for having made the right calls to set up this victory.
What the?
What the?
Are you out of your... Well, yes,
yes,
she is.
Yes,
she
indeed.
Is.
Yes, indeed.
Well, that would imply that she has a mind.
Uh-huh.
Even Sean Hannity grudgingly congratulated President Obama for the decision.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of Sarah Palin, I thought I was the only one that would remember this. Chris writes, Steph, I was listening to your show on Monday. I came to the realization that the clip you played of Sarah Palin sounded like a villain from a cartoon from the 80s, Catra from She-Ra. I love She-Ra. She-Ra, Princess of Power. Luckily, Catra was always defeated. Will you please be She-Ra and use your magic sword of truth to bring her down? I'll get right on that.
What was the name of that character?
She-Ra.
Catra?
Catra.
Mm-hmm.
Catra?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How's it?
She-Ra was an offshoot of He-Man, I believe.
I think you're right.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd rather send Skeletor.
Yeah, She-Man wasn't a success. That
She-Man?
Didn't go well. That, no, that didn't. Ann Coulter starred in the first
yeah.
version. Now, Joe in Chicago. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Steph?
Good, go ahead.
That's good to hear. Listen, I called basically on just an idea that came in my head, which was, do you suppose they put a tracer or a bug on that body when they dropped it in the ocean?
Mm-hmm. Why would they have done that?
Just to, in case they needed it.
In case they need it.
In case they needed
no,
it?
Yeah, for whatever reason.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The other thing is...
I don't know. I mean, Yeah, and plus, I'm not an expert, but wouldn't the body disintegrate over time?
Yeah, be eaten by fish.
Yeah, so exactly, he's fish food.
Yeah. Which is another,
he lives in a pineapple at the bottom of the sea.
Which is another thing against the Islamic laws about dropping people. They specifically have them put in sort of a clay cask with weights in it to protect the body from being eaten by fish. They didn't do that, so... So much for
fish food.
Islamic law.
Arnold in North Carolina. Hi, Arnold.
Hey, Steph,
Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Very good, very good. The question has been bugging me all the time since this has happened. Will the Bin Laden family return the cordial and return the favor and have the Bush shut down all the airports in Pakistan and all the airports and all the airspace and fly the Bush family in like they did them on 9/11, flew them out?
I'm sorry, flew who out?
When we flew with the
Bin Laden family out.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right after 9/11.
Yeah.
Would the Bin Laden family return the favor and fly the Bush family into Pakistan for the memorial service?
Oh, I see. It's just okay. All right. That was just a thought he wanted to share. All right. You know, Pam Geller, she's that nutbag I was on Joy Behar with. I don't understand why people still give these people an audience at some point, you know, or a platform to...
Because she's screechy on Fox News. That gets ratings over there for some reason.
Yes. She's allowed her overriding hatred of President Obama to take her to new and scary places as she reported that the military countermanded an order from Obama to abort the mission to kill Osama bin Laden. I mean... Do we just get anyone a microphone to just say crap that has no
basis?
Yeah, what
is her proof? What is her proof?
She, in effect, had accused unspecified members of the military of treason.
Yeah.
She sourced an anonymous conservative blogger who claimed to be getting reports from a D.C. insider that the military had staged a coup after the White House scrambled to abort the bin Laden.
Okay.
And so now
her
sources posted a clarification from his... imaginary friend insider trying to explain he didn't actually accuse the military leadership of a crime punishable by death. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. In a May 3rd editorial, the Washington Times continued to attack President Obama in the wake of Osama bin Laden's death, claiming that he bumbled the Osama killing with too much respect for Islam.
Oh, come on.
What the... The Washington Times writes, the White House went out of its way to make certain Osama bin Laden received full traditional Muslim burial rites. Obama officials claim they did so to honor the Islamic religion, but they were also honoring bin Laden. Putting you in a bag and throwing you into the ocean.
Yeah, that's
fish
honorable.
Food.
Yeah.
Yes, he's,
right.
Yes, okay.
Whatever.
In an appearance on the May 3rd edition of the O'Reilly Factor, Bernie Goldberg criticized the use of the word assassination to describe the operation that killed Osama bin Laden. Guess where they've used that term pretty much exclusively? Fox Business. Fox is where they've...
Yes.
Andrew Napolitano is the one that said it's not really a media thing. It's a Fox media thing, if you're actually keeping track.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I love the moonwalking away from the birtherism now. Hannity, once again, trying to distance himself.
I never said anything about the birth certificate. Not once. Ever.
They're moonwalking away from Donald Trump and birtherism now.
Yikes.
Yeah. He assured this was never a defining issue for me, despite the fact of mounds of videotape to show. He's repeatedly demanded the president release.
We've always been at war with East Asia.
Okay.
I never talked about the birth certificate.
I guess he's relying on their audience being idiots, but,
Rush Limbaugh also claiming that he warned people birtherism was a dead end, despite promoting
it.
But
he promoted it all the time.
Yes, but he warned them with his mind.
Oh.
He used the Vulcan mind meld.
He said
didn't
it like
say
this.
It on the air.
Not
right,
like
he did
this
with his hands.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Kristen Yankton says Pam Geller is also known on the interwebs as Atlas Jugs.
Yeah.
They started a screechy, unhinged blog, Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
And she does have some ginormous jugs.
She has a nice rack. I will give her that. I will say that nice thing about
her. She has some very large floppy fun sacks, and that we will...
But she's scared of anyone browner than her.
Yes.
Atlas Jugs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, looky here. Wisconsin Democrats win seat that was held by Republicans for 16 years in a special election. Why, I believe the tide is turning politically. Oh, speaking of what, who said this to a Republican congressman? You, by endorsing the Ryan plan, have done something that I've been unable to do, trying to explain to my friends and all my neighbors, my relatives, that your party has become of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. Who said that?
Pam Geller.
No. Just some constituent. I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who.
Okay. So conceivably, it could have been Pam Geller.
I doubt very much that it was.
All right.
These town halls.
Gampeller.
Representative Denny Rayberg, he's a freshman Republican at a town hall, began comparing the plight of every middle-class Americans like those at his town hall with his own economic circumstance. He is worth $31 million. He droned on about how he's struggling as a small businessman.
Right.
a constituent asked what his own net worth was, and he said he's land rich and cash poor. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
Well, sell one of your 50 houses then.
Yeah. Mm.
God.
Here's another. Just wanted to give you an example, and all the Osama bin Laden hubbub. Here's another. It's another actual transcript of a Republican town hall. This one is blah blah blah. Rick Crawford, Republican of Arizona. Crawford said, "You're asking me if I want to continue taxing at a higher rate the people that are creating jobs, constituent two. They're not creating jobs. They haven't created any more jobs. They're taking them all overseas. Yes.
They're creating jobs in China and India."
Constituent 3, are you taking any more questions? Crawford, no, we're done. Constituent 3, we're done. Crawford, we're done. Constituent 4, during the Bush administration and the tax cuts, how many jobs were created? Crawford, I don't have those numbers. Constituent 4, 3, see, this is the problem. A well-informed electorate, mm-hmm. This is their worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. 3 million during the Clinton administration where he raised taxes on the highest bracket to 39.5%. How many jobs were created? 22 million. You're going to tell me tax cuts create jobs? Crawford humana, then humana, walked humana, away from humana, the podium humana, 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 and ended humana. The town hall.
Wow, that's great. By the way, he's from Arkansas, not Arizona.
That's what I
meant. Arkansas.
That's exactly
Arkansas?
What I meant. Yes, that's exactly
okay. Same difference.
I think I meant to say Abbottabad. You know what I'm saying.
Abbottabad. Abbottabad. Abbottabad.
Okay.
Wow.
46.
This is like laughing suddenly.
Wow. Yeah, now that we have Ustream, I should come out of a little door. Open the door. Hello. Yeah. All right.
You should come out in Goldie Hawn's bikini.
46 minutes after the hour. Back with Celebrity Stack and more on The Stephanie Miller Show.
What's all that noise?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Ow! Tomorrow, of course, Fridays with Duglesang. Sexy liberal John Duglesang.
Yep.
And also, Charlie Rangel.
Charlie Rangel?
Yes.
He's going to call in even though Dominica is still working here?
Yes. 51 minutes after the hour. Don't tell Fox News Americans blame oil companies for high gas prices, not Obama.
Huh.
Halliburton brings in $5.3 billion in the first quarter.
Whoa.
Hey, time to play guess how much it cost to fill Mama's gas tank.
$1 million.
No, that was a good guess, though. $97.
Wow. You're creeping up on
I was going to guess that. I was going to guess $97.
$97. Thank
wow.
you.
Interesting. Well, I have a 14-gallon tank, and it cost me over $60 for the first time.
I think I mentioned that one of my gas cards was revoked because I exceeded my limit just by
buying
gas
anymore.
Like I normally do.
Yes. No. Okay. You can't buy gas with this gas card.
You need to raise my limit to $1 million.
I hear all of these news reports of the national average approaching $4 a gallon. I'm like,
approaching?
Here it's approaching $5 a gallon.
For regular.
Yes.
You would drive three states over to get $4 a gallon and still
would.
Come out ahead.
Boy, I'm actually considering driving down to Mexico to get gas down there and then driving back up.
Mm. Oh, I forgot to tell you something.
Oh.
That you know that crazy right-wing guy that says really awful things about everybody in the progressive world?
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to get to that. Oh. But apparently, Jim, he writes like a press release. Apparently, Chris LaVoy drives across the border to have sex with underage Mexican children every day. And I always wonder why I can't reach you in the afternoon.
Wow. Well, that explains a lot.
God, someone gave me that bulletin.
Who is he sending these press releases to?
Everybody.
Who's everybody? Who's on that list? I want to know.
The Washington Times?
Yeah, because the Washington Times would print something like that without vetting it.
New York Post?
Amanda in California.
Oh, Lord.
You're on the Stephanie Moore Show.
Great. I'm in love with you all.
Thank you.
I'm calling.
Just don't try Chris in the afternoon. He's busy.
Oh, well, we could do a three-way.
Okay. All right.
My question is, and maybe you have better perspective on this, when did we stop calling our commander-in-chief President Obama?
Yeah.
You know, he's not our best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's done wonderful things for us. I mean, when was the last time Roosevelt that we call the president President Roosevelt.
Amanda, there has been a shocking lack of respect for this president. I mean, from, you know, if from a congressman shouting "you lie" at a sitting president during a State of the Union to this latest, you know, blatant racism and birtherism. I mean, it's
the right wing loves to call him Barry.
Yeah,
because demeaning. And well,
Laura Ingraham calls him Barry Hussein Obama every day.
Barry Hussein Obama. Okay, all right. Just need you to get that out of your system every now and again.
No, you know, that's how she sounds.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's like tires are a little too full. You guys need to get that out of your system every now and again. Just a little air out. That's right. Well, this is soothing. Elizabeth Hasselbeck has written an Osama bin Laden children's poem.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's...
Would you like to hear it?
Here's... okay.
This is, I guess, to read to our kids at night. Osama bin Laden was a very bad guy. He hurt many people. Don't ask me why. We shot him in the head, and now he's dead. Now close your eyes and go to bed.
Wow.
That's, sleep that's, well. Sleep tight.
That's a lullaby? Shot him in the head? Okay.
It's a bedtime story in right-wing world. Wow. Okay. Hey, speaking of wacky right-wing chicks, did you see Sarah Palin using her usual man up? She tweeted, show the photos as a warning to others seeking America's destruction. No pussyfooting around.
Take off your lace panties.
Yeah,
stop
don't
being
be a noodle back. No politicking, no drama. It's part of the mission. Man
I
up.
Say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Mm. Stop being noodle back.
God. All right. Is there anything more manly than killing Osama bin Laden? No.
Computer says no.
Through the eye?
So. I don't think so. Exactly. All right. Yeah. Chelsea Clinton attended a Friend Factor benefit in New York coming out in support of marriage equality. Right on. Which we will be supporting with the Sexy Liberal Show.
That's right.
In New York at the Syracuse May 14th show. Come on out and join us, and we're going to have a party. She said, I certainly believe all my friends, as Mark and I did, should have the right to marry their best friends. I certainly believe those of us who are straight cannot expect our gay friends to do this on their own. And I expect our straight friends to help us achieve that for all New Yorkers and for all Americans.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Rick Santorum's on top of that.
He's right behind that.
Of course he's behind that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz, apparently not a marriage fan of any kind.
Oh.
She was asked if marriage was a dying institution. She said, I do.
Oh.
I think we should make our own rules. She does have one rule, Jim, she likes to live by. One should dry hump as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm. Listen.
Give me a call.
Girl after your own heart.
It leads to great things. I prescribe it at least once a day. What's also nice about dry humping is it can happen anywhere.
Hmm.
What?
Wow. I mean, does she dry hump people or just things?
I think she's referring to people.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can dry
to
hump
A-Rod.
The side of the couch.
Yeah. If she dry humped me, it wouldn't say dry for long.
Oh,
what?
Jim Louise Ward.
Wow.
I don't know what I meant by that.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, looky here. MSNBC Morning Joe producer is going over to the early show on CBS and speculation that they might be bringing Joe and Mika when their MSNBC contract runs out, meaning that would be...
Interesting. There'd be an opening.
Opening.
On
an
MSNBC.
Opening.
Hmm. Who has filled that opening before?
I have better deodorant now, so I could do a less sweaty audition than we did 4 years ago.
I think if you got the full-time gig, we'd give you Botox injections in your armpits.
In every commercial break.
We'd take care of that.
Then you couldn't move
Navy
arms.
SEALs would run in with, like, shoot me in the armpits with, like, tranquilizer darts. Oh, okay.
But then you couldn't move your arms. You need someone to turn pages for you. Yeah. Too much Botox in there out of the arms.
Oh, heavens. Marie Osmond remarries first husband in Las Vegas. Oh, you see there?
Hmm.
She remarried her first husband, Stephen Craig. They married in 1982 and divorced in 1985.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Sure.
Guess, so.
Yeah, well, they called it puppy love.
Better not.
Okay. All right. That's it for us today, kids. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward. Oh, you better go. It's time for your cross-border.
My trip to Mexico.
That's right.
Your daily trip. I'd like to thank associate producer, Rebecca Taylor. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.